Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We give the Lord, God Almighty, glory and honor. Amen. In this evening, amen. It's late in the evening. In the night, amen, in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, probably early morning, and other places throughout the world. And I do greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He is my hero. Glory to God, my hero every day and every hour, my hero always and forever. I just give God the glory and I give him the praise and I thank him for each and every one of you. Blessed be the Lord God of our salvation. Amen. Today we're reading from Song of Solomon, chapters 5 and 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Won't be before you long, but wanted to make sure that we continue, amen, in this series and that we say a word of prayer with each other. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking you, Jesus, thanking you, Jesus, thanking you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we give you glory, we give you praise and we give you honor. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for life. We thank you for health and for strength. We thank you, Lord God, for every breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're moving in our bodies and in the atmosphere, Lord God, to break forth the breaking of day, to break forth newness of life, to break forth revelations from on high, to break forth, Lord God, peace out of the midst of darkness, out of the midst of confusion, out of the midst of afflictions. I give glory and honor to you today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because you are moving on our behalf, no matter what the day looks like to us. You are moving and you are moving mightily, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh, Lord God, move in the midst of us, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word, and give us revelations directly from your throne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give us understanding like we've never had understanding. Give us, Lord, knowledge like we've never had knowledge. Give us peace like we've never had peace. Give us, Lord God, wisdom like we never had wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We're reading from Song of Solomon, chapters 5 and 6, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We give him glory and we give him honor today. All right. I have come to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yes, drink deeply, O beloved ones. I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks, saying, open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my purse, for my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. I have taken off my robe, and how can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the latch of the door, and my heart yearned for him. I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. My heart leaped up when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen who went about the city found me. They struck me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took my veil away from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him I am lovesick. What is your beloved more than another beloved, O fairest among women? What is your beloved more than another beloved that you so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, chief among 10,000. His head is like the finest gold. His locks are wavy and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves by the rivers of the waters, washed with milk and thickly set. His cheeks are like the bed of spices, banked of scented herbs. His lips are lilies, dripping liquid myrrh. His hands are rods of gold, set with beryl. His body is carved ivory, inlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble, set on bases of fine gold. His countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Where has your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Where has your beloved turned aside, that we may seek him for you? My beloved has gone to his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed his flock in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. O my love, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like the flock of goats going down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep which have come up from the washing. Every one bears twins, and none is barren among them. Like a piece of pomegranate are your temples behind your veil. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my perfect one, is the only one of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The daughters saw her and called her blessed, the queens and concubines, and they praised her. Who is she who looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners? I went down to the garden of nuts to see the verdure of the valley, to see whether the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed. For I was even aware my soul had made me as the chariots of my noble people. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon you. What would you see in the Shulamite, as it were, the dance of two camps? I have read and you have heard from Song of Solomon, chapters 5 and 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope that you will continue to join me as we round up this series in a year in the Word. Amen.